than a gaggle of geese. More fun than a room full of wombats. Able to reach huge audiences with a single broadcast.
Listen, coming from that speaker, it's talk radio.
It's an audio extravaganza.
It's the Outdoor Journal.
Yes, it's the Outdoor Journal radio show. Champion of equal rights for people who like to fish, hunt, camp, and otherwise play outside. Valiant, courageous fighter who fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the Canadian outdoors. And now, another exciting episode in the adventures of Outdoor Journal Radio.
Good morning, everybody. What a beautiful weekend we've got in store. Just a wonderful day. I love days like this. Absolutely outstanding. Welcome to the program, Outdoor Journal Radio on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Stephen Labadie. Beautiful hat on today, by the way.
Thank you.
Anything special?
It's a designer Fishing Canada hat.
Mm.
Yeah.
Derek Rendeo, Jessica Ellis on the board as per usual. We've got a jam-packed program today. Before we get to it, I just want to remind folks, this is week two, almost week three actually coming up, of the great Mercury 999 contest. We call it Lotto 999. We are giving away 9.9 motors over the next 9 months. One a month.
Too many nines.
Free. No charge. $3,000 motor. Free of charge. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com. That's fishingcanada.com. And push the enter contest button.
Yep.
And you will be asked a skill testing question, my friends. And it's all about the Fishing Canada show. So if you've been a long-time viewer of that fine production or just tuning in for the first time, you will be able to answer the question, I'll guarantee you. It's multiple choice, but people who put the event on thought it would be only fair if we gave you a hint.
Yes.
If you can't get the question. And you push the hint button, and it takes you to a page that has the answer on it.
You don't even need to think. You just press the hint button. Oh, okay.
Oh, it's that quick.
Angelo hosted the radio, the TV
right.
show. I'm going to put Angelo. Bam. There. Done. You don't even have to think.
You've obviously been there. You've been doing it. By the way, you can't win.
I can't.
You know that, right?
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's not open to people like us. but somebody will win a 9.9 on April the 15th. That
yes.
will be the very first one coming up in a matter of days.
So excited.
And what is that? Is that like a live draw or something? What are we doing? Do we know?
I don't even know yet.
They haven't even
it's still up in the air right now.
It's a random draw. So what happens, you go to fishingcanada.com, you enter the contest.
Yep.
You drop a ballot in the virtual box the minute you answer the question. Now, 24 hours later, mm-hmm. you go back to fishingcanada.com
yep.
and you answer another skill testing question and you get yet another free ballot. So the idea here is, and I want to make this perfectly clear because, you know, we've been privy to seeing the activity in the virtual contest and the virtual drum. So we're getting a pretty good sense of what's going on. But the idea here is the more ballots you could drop into that box, when the draw is made, the better your chances of winning. It's a very simple formula. You have one ballot in there, and then your chances are whatever number, total number of ballots are in there, your chances of, you know, with one ballot in is whatever it is. But if you had, say, 30 ballots in there, your chances are 30 times better. It's a simple formula.
It's true.
And looking at the data that we're being shown from the people running the contest, it's interesting to see there's about 10% of the participants in this contest that get it. They go back every day, every 24 hours, takes them exactly 2 minutes to do it, and they drop another ballot in every day. And then you see the ones that went in the first time and haven't been back since.
Yeah. It's so simple. So, just make
I know.
Cup of coffee.
Exactly.
You know, and then go on your phone or your laptop and enter.
Mercury 9.9, folks, the new four-stroke Mercury 9.9, which is all the rage right now in the outboard motor community. It is the most technologically advanced motor on the market. And it's free.
Well, trust me, if I wasn't working here, I would be definitely entering because I need a new motor.
There you go. It's that easy. It's at fishingcanada.com. Go in, enter as many times as you can. We'll be making a draw on the 15th of April, the first one. And then what happens, all of those ballots that you have put in up to till the 15th of April, if you're not one of the lucky winner, all of those ballots and that effort that you've put in is not lost.
Nope.
Because those ballots go into the second draw, which starts immediately after the April 15th draw. So you can start, if you were smart and you had been going in every day, you'd have 30 ballots in there to start the second draw. And then you put another 30 in, now you got six, et cetera, et cetera. And it just keeps going up and up and up. So it's a great opportunity if you need a 9.9, a Mercury 9.9 motor, if you know anybody who needs a 9.9, or just for the fact that it's $3,000 and you could win it free of charge.
It's true.
You know, fishingcanada.com. Don't be a fool. Get in there.
Get a free and get motor. Off
the, what else do we got? So that's the, that I had to get that off my thing. What's on the program today? Ah, the world is saved, Stephen.
It is.
The world is now a safer, happier, better place to be.
I don't believe that.
Right.
I don't believe that.
We now have carbon tax. And that, of course, is great news because now everything that we consume that touches fuel, that like requires fuel, is now taxed with this new carbon tax. That means all petroleum products, gas for the car, gas for your boat, gas for your ATV, the snowmobile, you know, the everything, the lawnmower, your home furnace, everything that requires fuel now has a nice little tax on it.
Yay.
We call it carbon tax.
Ooh.
Now, I would describe it, and a lot of folks have, as a consumption tax, but it's being called carbon tax nonetheless. And think about that. You know, everything that requires servicing with fuel is now more expensive. And the nice thing, now, that on its own is not great news. Obviously, none of us like to pay taxes.
No, we pay enough as it is.
Thank you. But what's nice about this that is that automatically, poof, the environment has been saved. Now, and now the best part of all, I saved it for the end. Apparently, magically, somehow, all of this extra money that you're going to spend, you know, buying a quart of milk and all that stuff, all of that money that you spend extra this year is going to magically appear in your bank account at the end of the year.
How's that possible?
Oh, no, it's possible. They're doing it.
I'm going to save all my checks.
And think about it. So all of this money, you're getting all this money back, but yet we have saved the world.
So why are you taking
it? I think it's a win-win for everybody.
I'm confused already.
It's a wonderful thing. Not. Anyways, I just thought I would share that. The Nature Conservancy of Canada, an organization, a very credible organization. It's an environmental organization. They've had great success raising private money and some government support to protect significant natural areas. And we're going to talk about that today with Vince Deschamps, who's going to Deschamps.
Sure.
Yeah. He'll be joining us a little later on to talk about some of this land acquisition that they've been doing here in Ontario, including a 25,000-acre or 46-kilometer stretch of shoreline on an island called Cockburn Island, west of Manitoulin. Now, what's interesting about this group, unlike a lot of the groups out there that are trying to buy up land and trying to protect land, this group has no hidden agenda. They just want to make it a better place, period. They're not looking at fishing and hunting as a you know, this is not a way of cutting out fishing and hunting on lands. It's a way of improving lands, especially fertile wetlands that are required for reproduction of a lot of not only bird species, but fish and everything else. So anyways, we're going to talk to them and see what they're up to and how they're making out. The Chaga Mushroom King will join us. Jerry Ouellette from Chaga Health and Wellness is back. And we're going to talk, of course, about Chaga, this incredibly, to me, it was a well-kept secret up until about 2 years ago. And now everybody's talking about it. Everybody knows that word. Everybody is interested in finding out more, and he'll talk to us about all the medicinal benefits of it when he comes on the program later on. Muskies Expo is coming up. It's next Saturday in Bowmanville, Ontario. It's the Odyssey, Canada's giant muskie expo. They'll have 19 presenters. Now, why couldn't they have made that 20? Like, it's 19. Like, what happened there?
I don't know.
Somebody refused?
Maybe you. Did you refuse?
As a matter of fact, I think I might. Now that you mentioned it. Anyways, wonderful group of folks. There'll be 50 exhibitors there. Muskies Canada, of course, is putting this on. Peter Levesque from Muskies Canada will join us a little later on and tell us all about that wonderful place. Great place to drop in next Saturday for a few hours and see what's happening in the world of muskie. On the Go Fishing Ontario segment, we're paddling a canoe into the backcountry lakes and rivers in Temagami. I love that area. Have you been?
No, I would like to be.
Oh, my God. Anyways,
I like the canoeing idea, though. I love that.
Francis Boyce from Smoothwater Outfitters is the owner of a lodge and cabins, and he can put you into a canoe, completely equipped, full outfit, or you could just go in there and bring your own stuff. You can go guided, unguided, whatever you like. And you'll explore some of the most pristine waterways that we've got in Ontario. And it's only a few hours away from the GTA. Loaded with lake trout, walleye, northern pike, and bass. But you do it out of the confines of a canoe.
That's so cool.
Or a kayak.
I like the kayak.
Very, very cool.
I'm a kayak fisherman.
Here's a question for you. So we'll be talking to Francis here in a few minutes. Here's a question for you, Stephen. Where does all the plastic go? I mean, we see it everywhere. Everything we consume is housed in some form of plastic, it seems.
Yeah.
Where does it go?
Well, I think it goes...
We collect it, right? I don't know about you, but most of us are into recycling and put it in all in the blue bins, and they're picked up on first of the week.
Mine's on Friday.
Or yours on Friday. Well, I can't help that. One day you'll step up into the other neighborhoods.
We get it
picked up on Mondays. So it disappears. They take it away. But where does it go? Do you know?
I'm saying it goes at the recycling plant and they sell it off on...
Well, that's perfect. So you would think, wow, look at that. I'm doing my part to save the world. I mean, aside from paying the new taxes on petroleum, which will save us from that. But aside from that, I put my little bottles and plastic components in that bin and it goes and we recycle it and everything is good.
Yeah.
As it should be, right?
Earth is saved?
Wrong.
Oh.
In fact, less than 10% of those products that we painstakingly put into that blue bin, only 10%, little less than 10%, is actually recycled.
That's crazy.
80% of it goes into landfills. So why in the hell are we... Can somebody explain to me
why
we're
separating?
We're taking all this time to and cost to recycle what is not being recycled? Well, we're going to find out. Michelle, is that Michelle or Mike? Michelle, I guess. Gowder is going to talk to us a little later on from a company called Regen Composites. They take plastic and turn it into building products. Still, they're just putting a dent, not even a dent, into the overall plastic products we've got on this planet. And they're going to talk to us about some of the concerns. There's an estimate that 8 million tons of plastic ends up in the ocean every year.
Oh, my gosh.
8 million tons of plastic. Incredible. Anyways, we're going to talk to those folks and see what's going on. A lot to cover, my friends, so let's get a move on, shall we? But first, a little behind-the-scenes look at Canada's nationally televised Fishing Canada show on Global Television Network, Coast to Coast to Coast, this week's episode. Mr. Bowman and myself take advantage of some early all-year Northern Ontario bass season openings, which it's being hotly debated right now as we speak. What I mean by that is there's two sides to this. Opening up bass all year round, including during the spawn, in some jurisdictions, it's looked upon as a healthy thing for the bass, although for the life of me, I can't figure that one out at all. In other camps, of course, they're saying, well, wait a minute. We have to give this species a bit of time off from the bass anglers.
Yeah.
And spawning season is that time that they need to be on their own and let them reproduce, etc. So Peter and I, and just so that you know what our point of view is, we avoid it like the plague. There's enough good fishing and enough species available, even when bass season is closed, that you shouldn't have to get involved in that debate. But we went on this episode, we went into Northern Ontario, where they had just announced a pre a spawn season opening. Basically, it's open all season now for bass. Went to Lake Lauzon in Ontario's Algoma region to check it out and see what's happening there. And it's a wonderful episode because, yes, we do some bass fishing, but we're not disturbing the fish that are on beds. And I think that's moving forward. If we're going to have an open season on bass in some of the jurisdictions, we need to be cognizant of the fact that you can still bass fish during the spawn, but not spawning fish. There are fish that have not even set up for spawn yet that you can go after. And that's what we talk about on this episode. Wonderful episode. It's on Global Television Network as we speak. It's called Pre-Spawn Lauzon Smallies. But, of course, if you're listening to me right now, chances are you're not watching the show.
Yes, so go to www.fishingcanada.com, click on TV, the next broadcast date's right there, and also enter the contest. But also it's on at Global BC Channel at 1 o'clock.
I was going to say another reason to go to fishingcanada.com.
Yes, aside
from the contest, right? While you're there, enter the contest, like you just said, and you'll be better off for it. That's it. All right, time for a little in-house safety. But before we get to Bradley Schlurf, our retired staff sergeant from the OPP, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk to Brad about some issues that are right now really hot because it's that time of year when we start getting the melt, as they say. The ice is definitely not a place you want to be. So caution is advised. We've got some unfortunate instances that took place this week, and Brad's going to talk to us about that and a whole lot more when we come back. Don't you dare go away.
From the streets of Toronto to the backwoods of Bancroft, here's your Moose Country Minute with Mark Bonikoski.
Well, you've probably filled up your car by now, your SUV, or God forbid, your boat hauling truck, and it's not been the most pleasant of experiences because the Trudeau Liberals' carbon tax kicked in on April Fool's Day so that Ontario can stop the planet from going to hell in a handcart filled with pollutants. It's now costing us a minimum of 5 cents a liter more at the pumps. Our Environment Minister, Catherine McKenna, who appears to be addicted to Twitter and obsessed with videos starring herself, who else, has said from day one at the controls that CO2 is a pollutant. So don't breathe out, only breathe in, and the world will surely be saved. Now, I'm not one of those who totally dismiss climate change, but I also remember when it was known as global warming. People would mock this, of course. Why has global warming left Ottawa out of the mix, which just experienced and is still experiencing the longest, coldest, and most snowbound winters in the history books? It was a good question, so it was switched from global warming to climate change, and everybody studying climatology put on their smiley faces and turned up the thermostat. Scientists have told us that we have just 12 years left to either shift or get off the pot, or the world as we all know and love is doomed for destruction. Let's see now, that brings us up to the year 2031. So little time remains to save us from ourselves. So take a deep breath and hold it, and hold it, and hold it, and hold it, and hold it even more. For Outdoor Journal Radio, I'm Mark Bonikoski.
Couldn't hold anymore.
Okay, buddy, you're gonna hurt yourself.
Sorry.
Oh, welcome back to the program, Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Angela Viles, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and online with us our in-house safety expert, retired staff sergeant with the OPP, and now apparently part of a crew that's making maple syrup, our very own Bradley Schlurf. Good morning, Brad. You're making maple syrup, I hear.
I was making maple syrup. I've been out several times this spring. Right now I'm sitting at home talking on the phone to you guys. So,
Is this a gentler, a kinder Bradley Schlurf I'm hearing making maple syrup, or is this normal?
I don't think so. Like, it's as close to physical labor as I ever get, and it is a lot of work. Like, you got to walk around. This is an old-school bush, so it's a wood-fired boiler. That means chopping wood, carrying wood, shoving wood in the fire, and it means walking around, taking buckets off by hand, putting them in a five-gallon bucket till the five-gallon buckets are full, carrying them, dropping them in the tank. It's quite contrary to my lifestyle doing work.
Is this prime maple syrup season?
oh, it's running like crazy right now, but I imagine it's going to stop. Like today it's supposed to be 12 here and tomorrow 13, so I'm thinking she's done after today. But I don't know. I'm not the expert. I'm just the brute labor.
Here you go. And what are the conditions there in terms of snow and ice? Where's there?
We've still got a bank that's probably 2 feet high along our driveway, but it's going fast.
Tell folks where there is, because we keep saying that and never tell them.
I live in a little hamlet between Midland and Wasaga Beach.
Okay, perfect. So you're not that far from us. So it is melting quite quickly, and obviously over the course of the next week, I'm sure a lot of it will be gone. And with the melt, of course, comes that dreaded period that we unfortunately have to address every year here on Outdoor Journal, and that is the ice out period.
Okay, so right away there's this news clip from Rice Lake. Local fire department has to go in. I'm not sure from reading the article. It seems like someone else called and said those people are in danger out there, and it doesn't really spell out that the fire department had to rescue them or not, but the conditions are unbelievable that they would go out like that. And there are, it says in the article, 3 men and a child, which adds a little more to the risk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's no PFDs or anything, but the local constabulary show up, and coincidentally, one of the 3 men gets nicked for not having his fishing license with him.
A little bonus.
No PFDs and no license. You can't do anything about the PFDs legally, but no licenses. That's a good touch.
Wow. It is going to be treacherous from here on in. Obviously, in a lot of places, ice fishing has been closed down. A lot of places still open. So you have to be careful. Pick and choose. I would recommend just staying off it. They're really, unless you're up in Doc's neck of the woods, up in the Kenora district on Lake of the Woods, there's very little safe water right now. It looks good. It might look good, but it's not.
And you know what? The other side of that is that there's the miles of all kinds of rivers starting to open up.
Yeah.
Rainbow, I know you don't like that word, steelhead, will be starting to head for the mouths of the river and stuff like that. There's all kinds of opportunities you can go fishing and not put yourself at risk.
Absolutely, my friend. So what's aside from drawing some sap, what else have you got going on this weekend?
Okay, so normally I do this offline, but I'm not. I'm going to put the sponge on you for an autographed ball hat for Lucas.
Okay.
The 12-year-old kid that's listening right now and probably getting ready to do his daily entry into that 9.9 draw.
Nice.
Lucas is one of the guy's grandsons that does the does the maple syrup, and you're one of Lucas's heroes.
Aww.
You and Pete.
Aw. Well, see, it was aw until you added Pete in. And what'd you have to add Pete in there for?
It's the way it goes.
Yeah, I know.
you can't partition off who the young kid admires.
Lucas, you've got a Fishing Canada hat coming your way. I'm sure we'll look after that ASAP for you.
And then
you.
The last thing, the first sign of spring, dead skunk on the road. So another story, people swerve in the midst of small varmints like skunks and coons and things that are going to be on the road a lot now. Keep your eyes closed after dark.
Absolutely.
Then you won't see them before you drive into the ditch, because I said closed instead of open.
Enjoy some maple syrup, my friend.
I'm going to. That's going on pancakes in a couple of minutes.
Talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bradley Schlarf, Playing It Safe, brought to you by me. I'm taking over this
Sounds
segment.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Brought you by Angela Viola.
I want to remind folks, in case you missed it at the start of the show, I want to remind everybody that Mercury Marine is giving away a 9.9 motor every month for the next 9 months. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com. Let me spell that for you, because, you know, some folks spell it in weird ways. We all know that fishin is spelled F-I-S-H-N. Fishin Canada, F-I-S-H-N, Canada.com. Go there, enter the 9.9 Mercury outboard motor giveaway, and you are on your way to winning one of these beauties. There's 9 of them sitting here to be given away. The next draw is April 15th. You can enter every 24 hours. The more ballots you put in the virtual drum, the greater your chances of winning at least one of these 9.9s. Don't be left out in the cold. And by the way, it has been absolutely phenomenal. People from all over the country are entering. So I'd like to see more of us here from Ontario claim at least one of these motors. So get to And they can't hear us right now, the people from the rest of the country. So we have an advantage right now talking to folks here in Ontario. All you have to do is go to fishingcanada.com, enter, and enter often, and you too may aspire to win one of these beautiful four-stroke Mercury 9.9 motors.
Yes.